For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As soon as that clock starts, your ass is mine.
When I met Justin Herbert, man, that dude is big as hell.
Yeah, the goal is to just keep it rolling.
Come in hype, because we have a lot of things to be excited about.
All right, guys, we are back with another Bolt Insight, and we are incredibly lucky to have our very own kicker, Mr. Cameron Dicker. What is going on, brother?
Hello, hello.
Dude, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on. Personally, you have made my life as a Charger fan a lot easier, very calming when it comes to kicks, so I appreciate you for that. Had to kick it off the way, you know, most people want to know, what are the origins and, like, where did you land Dicker the Kicker nickname?
That started in middle school, I think, from my science teacher in middle school, Mr. G, just in class randomly one day when I first started kicking.
That's awesome. That's the, it is the perfect nickname. I think it's my favorite of all NFL players. So,
oh yeah, it works great.
It's awesome. All right, so I have one of my first times remember thinking about a kicker was this movie called Ace Ventura, and Ray Finkel. I'm sure you're familiar. What is the importance of laces out to you?
I mean, it definitely helps just being more confident in, like, what you're seeing too. So not only is it the strike of where it's like, hey, if you're hitting, let's say a golf ball, for example, because kicking is a lot like golf. If your golf ball had an extra little line on it and all of a sudden you hit that and now it can go a little bit different directions, throws it off a little bit compared to having a smooth surface. And so that's the first thing. And then visually it kind of just messes with guys sometimes. My grandpa got me one of the shirts, the Ray Finkel laces out kicking camp shirts a while ago. So I wear that every once in a while. I love it.
That's awesome. So you're not going to dedicate a shrine to your holder if they give you laces in?
No, we're good.
A little too far.
It happens at times, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So I want to talk a little bit about you coming to the Chargers. You know, 2022 seemed like a very interesting year for you, going from the Rams to the Ravens to the Eagles and then coming to us all in one year. What was that roller coaster like of, like, that crazy progression and then landing with us?
Yeah, I think for specialists, it's a tough thing to get into the league just because there's 32 jobs available. Every once in a while, a team will carry an extra guy maybe, but realistically, it's 32 jobs available. I was going in as a punter and kicker, so I was happy to do whatever for whatever team needed it. And so at the Rams and Ravens, did both. Think I did fairly well, and then was home for 4 weeks after that stuff, which was just weird to start the season. And then luckily got the call to go to the Eagles, performed well, did what I needed to, and then just was there for two more weeks on practice squad. And then things opened up for me to come to the Chargers and came here and just took advantage of opportunities that I was blessed with. And so it was weird. It was a weird time just because you never know what's going to happen. You're kind of just sitting there trusting in God and seeing what the plan is. But I think it was a good growing time for me.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, your competition, you and Dustin Hopkins was already on the roster. What was that competition like? Were you guys friends? Was it like a hard thing going out there and competing with him, or was it easy?
Dustin was awesome. He was one of the guys that helped shape my career a lot because he was very open with helping me through everything. And so anytime I had issues with stuff, literally anything, it could be about anything. Now I could call him still and be like, hey, I got questions about this. Can you help me out? And so he's one of the guys that's like a mentor for me for life now. was just such a good guy to be around. I was so lucky to have him in the room when I got there. And then just going out to compete with him, it's like we both knew that we were good enough to start in the NFL. It just one of us will be here and one of us will be somewhere else. And so it's not up to us to decide. And so putting our best foot forward every day and letting the coaches do that.
And I was curious because I long snapped in high school, and like the relationship between you and we had Matt Overton on a couple seasons ago, and he, you know, really great guy. What's your relationship like with the snapper? It seems like you guys are always together, always working together.
Yeah, I love Josh. He's like an older brother to me almost, just because we're 12 years apart, which is hilarious. So it's just crazy to be in such different stages of life, yet still that's like the closest guys you're with on the team, just because I spend so much time with like him and JK. Like Josh is on his fourth kid. I have zero kids. And so I'm like, this is just, we're way different, pal, once we leave the building. But when you're in the building, it's like you're just hanging out, having a good time. So he's awesome. I love Josh.
That's awesome, man. And then, you know, Ryan Ficken has been such a, you know, huge add for our team and like what we've done on special teams. And you're obviously a big part of that. And you're in that room and doing all that. What's it like working with Ryan, and what do you think he brings to the team?
Yeah, I love Fick. I think, first of all, everybody really respects him. I think that's seen kind of with him being brought back throughout all this, that owners, everybody really respects the guy. And he demands a lot from guys, but it's all because he knows we can do it. Like he asks us to do a lot and puts a lot on our plates, but it's stuff we can all handle. And so I think he's an awesome coach. He knows how to get with each player, kind of talk to each player differently. And so it's really cool to see the way he works with specialists and with other special teamers, and just the way he's able to handle it all. Cause you just have to grab guys from everywhere and whatever's available. So it's a weird spot to be in, but he's really awesome and has done a great job.
And what are your thoughts on, cause this last year with the huge.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Turnover and coaches and stuff. The fact that he was able to remain and there's consistency there. Like, what's that like for you going into a season with so much change?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Realistically, that's the person I deal with the most. He's like my head coach. That's the guy who runs the show for me. So it's cool to have him around still and still understand we're going through similar philosophies. There's going to be some things that probably change a little bit, but it's going to be all similar things. And it's great to just have him around again and have Beep, the assistant, around as well, just because they both help so much.
That's awesome. And a big, big year coming up because there's a new kickoff rule. There's a lot of new stuff going on. So I'm curious, are you, you know, with the new kickoff rule, what are your thoughts on it? And then, you know, the potential of being relied to kind of smash some people a little bit more maybe than in the past, having to light some guys up.
It's going to be interesting. I guess it's going to be beneficial, hopefully, for returners, just to add more fun back into the game because, yeah, the goal for most kickers was to hit touchbacks the last couple of years. And so you saw that number go up a lot. But now, it's going to be interesting to see what teams do just because there's a lot of different kicks you can throw in there. Hopefully it helps save guys' legs a little more, but we'll see. And then, yeah, hopefully we can go make some – hopefully I don't have to make too many tackles, but I'm a big enough guy that I trust myself when I get down there.
Let's go. I can't wait for that. That's my favorite thing in the world is kickers lighting people up. It is my favorite play in football. So we're pulling for you on getting one of those. And then with the kickoff rule, like what do you think – what is that going to do for you in your training? Is there anything new you have to implement? Are you going to – any new drills or anything you need to practice to get ready for that?
More so it's just hitting a bunch of spots on the field, just kind of being able to do everything out of one place. I don't think it changes too much. We don't have to hit it as hard anymore technically since you aren't trying to hit it as far, but it's just going to – I mean, it demands a little bit more out of you just because it's something different, something you haven't worked on. And, I mean, I haven't tried to do this stuff in the last – 8 years of kicking. So it's like, okay, let's figure this out. So I think it's going to be a fun play to see who can kind of figure out fun ways to hit these kicks.
It feels like there's going to be a bit of a learning curve too, where it's like the first couple weeks, people are going to be feeling it out and then somebody's going to do something awesome. And then they're going to, you know, pick that up. Do you think that's how it'll kind of go?
100%. I think preseason is going to be funny because everybody's, I mean, as you know, in most preseason games, everybody just kicks the ball down the middle, lets them have a couple returns. And then they're like, all right, we're out of here. We aren't showing anything. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. And then it'll be interesting on the returner side to see what they do as well. Just because now if the ball rolls into the end zone or if it lands in the end zone, it's not dead unless somebody like kneels the ball or like goes and possesses it. And so it's going to be interesting to see if young guys either leave it and then leads to some big mistakes or what happens. So it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. It's definitely a new curveball for the season. Mm-hmm. And then segue, another curveball that happened to us recently was getting, you know, a Harbaugh as our head coach. What were your kind of thoughts with the, you know, for fans looking at from the outside, the excitement level was through the roof. What was it like for players and like a new head coach coming in, especially somebody with that pedigree?
Yeah, I think everybody's super excited. He's an awesome guy. Just his energy once he's in the building is just like a contagious thing of where it's just really high energy, just a powerful, he just carries like an essence about him. And so it's cool to have him around and just bring everybody up with him. And he's a great guy. Like that's something also that's huge is he's really personable, easy to talk to guy. And so it's fun to have that around where you can just be walking down the hall and say, like, oh, hey, Jim, good to see you. Like blah, 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 and just talk to him about life. And so it's fun to have somebody like that around.
That's awesome. And then I also want to ask you another big thing is the new facility is about to open up. I don't know. Have you seen it? Are you excited for your new home? Because everything we've seen looks absolutely insane.
It seems awesome. I haven't been in person. I've seen some pictures and I'm like, this thing looks sweet. I'm super pumped about it. I think the whole team's excited to get in there and see really what they've been working on. Cause I don't know if any players have seen it yet or not, but, it's going to be, everybody's pumped. So hopefully this summer or whenever it is that we're able to move in, it all happens.
That's awesome. And then, Last question for you. You know, what are your goals for this year? What would you personally like to accomplish? Do you have anything set for yourself?
Not really. I mean, I think I just want to have a smooth year, just like trying to hit consistent balls. I know I'm going to miss some every once in a while, so just like being able to ride through those and not letting myself get too high or too low throughout it all. But trying to just enjoy the time with these guys. And so nothing, I never really set numericals, but just kind of more enjoying my time and trying to find ways to have fun while playing and dealing with playing at the high level.
Yeah, and like I said to start, like, thank you for everything you do, because you definitely take a lot of the blood pressure down when you're kicking. So we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for your time, and you know, we look forward to watching you this season and, you know, tearing it up out there.
Thank you.